wife Rebecca as she comes up and brings the message today. Okay.
All right. Good morning. Welcome. Happy Mother's Day, as everyone's heard a couple times. I want to honor some special people in here this morning, and they are the mothers. Let's give them all a hand. Woo! Baby mothers. I heard the other on Facebook, it's like, oh, I'm a dog mom. I'm a whatever mom. But this morning we're honoring the baby mothers. I was searching on my Bible app for some devotionals regarding motherhood, and some of these really cracked me up, and I know some of y'all can really relate to them. Here's some of the titles. Remember to give thanks. Don't give up. God is good, so rise up and get free. Wildlife, start living. I pretend nothing with you. These are titles for devotionals. It's hilarious. Hot mess, thriving as a mom. Mama needs a redo. Get this one. Prayer killers. God, help me not to mess up my kids. That was my main prayer when my kids were little. And I'm just so grateful. A lot of you have heard my testimony that I had some issues before I even got engaged, and I didn't think I was going to be able to have any children. And the Lord has blessed me with two beautiful daughters that are here this morning. I really love Christina and Rachel. And then my wonderful son-in-law. I'm glad to have to myself today. And I just want to thank the Lord for his blessing, for that blessing in my life. Amen. And I want to thank all of you moms for all that you do to really love on your family and to be supportive of them. So I want all of you to stand up, because we have a little treat for you that all mothers stand up right now. And I'm going to pray over you. But first of all, we're going to give you a wonderful soap that was handmade, all natural, for Mrs. Jessica Crames. If you've ever heard of Mrs. Jessica Crames soaps, she blessed us this morning with these beautiful soaps. So be sure you get one. And I just want to say a prayer over you. So keep standing. And if somebody's close to you that you know and love, you know, lay your hand on them, grab them by the hand. And let's pray this prayer over all of our moms in here today. Because, you know, everybody knows moms need encouragement constantly. It's a hard life. Mom life is a hard life sometimes. So, Lord, I thank you for these moms, and I pray for them today. I pray that they will sense your presence in a deeper way. I pray that they will be encouraged and know that they are loved by you. I pray for strength and for wisdom, for more love and more peace as they navigate through life while experiencing the amazing blessing of being a mom. Amen. So give them a hug or something. You know, and I want to encourage you today, too. Just think about a way that you could encourage a mom that you know somehow today, because this is her special day. And I'm not going to be speaking. My message is not going to be on anything having to do with motherhood. Sorry. I'm probably not the world's best mother, but anyway, not even close. But, you know, we just have to do the best we can, you know, and God's grace is there. And if we just love them, we love our children, and bless them the best way we can, you know, God is happy. Amen. And but in the past few weeks, Bill's been talking about overflow, that God wants us to all have overflow in our lives, in every area of our life, right? And I believe that's true, and I agree with that. And in this way, when we have the overflow of God's presence, God's blessings in our life, it spills out into other people around us. And it is a good testimony, and it makes a difference. And it glorifies God. And so, and he also spoke about being a godly leader. So when you really are experiencing the overflow in your life, you are a leader. You are influential. And, excuse me, he defined godly leadership as the ability to influence someone to move in a God-honoring direction. And as a Christian, this is it. This is it. The most important mission we can have in life is to make a positive difference for God's kingdom in this world. Somehow. However God's called us to do that, wherever we are, whoever we are, with our unique gifts. Because God's kingdom is what this world desperately needs. It's what we all need. That's what we were all created for. intimacy with Him, fellowship with Him, to experience His blessings, to be His children. And so, but we don't experience that until we agree with that. Humans are given that free will to agree with that. So you have to agree with that. You have to decide that's what you want. And God will give you the grace to understand that. And at that point, you have to choose. In Deuteronomy, it says in the Bible, choose you this day whom you will serve. God says, choose you this day. It's up to us to choose. And we're in partnership with God when we choose Him. He is Lord, He is God, and He knows what's best, but He also gives us a free will. He gives us a mind. He gives us physical strength. He gives us specific gifts and callings, and God wants us to be in partnership with Him. And that's what the kingdom of God is all about. The pure kingdom of God is heaven on earth. Some of us may not have really ever truly experienced it. Maybe we have at, you know, times. It's been off and on. But once you've tasted of His presence and once you've experienced His goodness and His love, you're ruined for the world. I know I am. I don't want anything in this world if it's going to separate me from God and His love and His light. And that's just the way it is. And I've been serving the Lord since I was 22. I'm 63. Woohoo! And, you know, it's been up and down. It's been hard. I mean, I've had that consistent commitment to Him and to His kingdom. But at the same time, you know, we're not perfect. And we have hard times. And we're faced with challenges. And we're tested. And we have trials. And, you know, but the goal is to stay on track and to keep moving forward and to bring His kingdom and to fulfill our purpose, our specific and unique purpose, to bring His kingdom on the earth. And in Psalms 34:8, the Bible says, taste and see that the Lord is good. How blessed is the man who takes refuge in Him. I'm not sure, but I think this was King David. And he was just talking about how, you know, just there was an old saying back in the 70s, I think it was, is, you know, give Jesus a try. And, you know, that's good on the one hand. And on the other hand, it's like, well, you can't really. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, if you like notes, I mean, we don't really have official notes. We have paper if you want it. Dustin's going to pass it out. Just raise your hand. You can take notes. But how blessed is the man who takes refuge in Him. And that's the blessing that we have as Christians. You know, we can take our refuge in Him. He's our Father. Jesus talked about that, this situation, how God, how He's like a hen. A mother hen gathers her chicks. He said He longed to gather His Israel under His wings. He wants us to take refuge in Him and to run to Him. And so that's where the blessing is. Amen. And so how do we bring God's goodness and light into the darkness of our life? We all have darkness we deal with. We all have darkness all around us. When we go out and we work, we go to school, we see it, we experience it. There's evil out there. How do we bring His light into this world? And I just happened to think of this the other day, and it might be kind of strange at first when you hear it, but bear with me. We have to know our because. Our because. Remember the phrase that was started not long ago, you know, what is your why? You have to know your why. Well, I'm starting a new one. What is your because? And there's three things. Our because reveals why we think the way we do. Our because, number two, reveals why we do the things we do. And our because reveals our reason for living. And we all have different reasons for living. We all think a certain way. You know, it's according to our experiences. It's according to where we are in life, our age. But mostly it boils down to how, you know, what our because is in life. I do this because, you know. So the first one I want to talk about is the reason I think the way I do is because. Think about that for yourself for a minute. This reveals our perspective in life or our worldview. What's your worldview? Is your worldview more about yourself or your industry you're in your career, or is it more about God's kingdom? That has to be the number one. That has to be your because. And when we think about it being God's God's cause, God's kingdom. We embrace God's perspective. We align our thinking to think like He does. And then we will make choices according to His love and what the Bible says. And guess what? His love never fails. It never fails. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter how things are in your life. If you embrace Him, you embrace His love, you embrace His cause, you will not fail. You will succeed. You will have victory. And amen. Thank you. He has ways of working things out. You know, you can't look at the small picture. You got to look at the big picture of things. We all go through things all day long, every day. And it's really, really hard. And I want to throw something in here to give God the glory. I don't know if you remember last time. Some of you might remember the message I have. I had just graduated from Santa Fe. I'd had two semesters of hellacious algebra. I'm telling you, I was sitting in my final of that very last class. I'd already been admitted to UF to my major, which is leadership development and all that. And I love that. Education and communication, but I could not answer any of those questions on that final, and I did not have a good grade in that class. And I was like, Lord, I know You're calling me to move forward to do this. I believe You called me to do this, but it looks like right now I'm going to lose my mind, so I'm going to have to quit. I'm walking out. I'm done. This must not be Your will. At that moment, sitting at that computer in that math lab, God said, no, don't go. Just sit here and get through this. So my teacher came by, and I gave her my paper. It was the written part. I'd have done like 2 out of 20. She goes, you can't do any more than that? I said, no, because you couldn't use your calculator on that. I said, here. You know, she said, here, what about this? And she helped me with a couple of them, but, you know, a couple out of 20. And so I thought, okay, God, you know, let the chips fall where they may. All I knew that I needed to do at that point was just stay right there till it was over. Next thing I know, I get my grades. I passed. And the next thing I know, I'm at UF in my major. My first semester, I loved my classes. They were hard. I had to push through them. But I made a 4.0 that's straight A's. I'm so glad I stayed. Amen. God helped me. See, God will help us when we're in that moment of despair, when we feel like we cannot move forward, we cannot do this. We know that we're doing what God wants us to do. Right then is when you need a download. You've got to have direction. I mean, I would have walked out had God not reprimanded me and said, no, no, just stay right there. Tough it out emotionally. That's what it was, emotionally. That's one major thing that I've learned through school is to calm down emotionally. And so this past semester, I had agribusiness, economics, wildlife resources, and moral leadership. Of course, I love the moral leadership and everything, but I was doing good, but I had the same teacher who's really, really rough on you. She has a bad reputation. For agribusiness and economics. And I thought for sure I was going to fail that class. Oh, God, help me. At the beginning of the semester, I was freaking out. Help me. I just want to pass. I don't care if I make A's. I want to make A's, but help me pass. So I met with her, and God would give me instructions day after day, bit by bit. Go meet with her. Go meet with the TA. Call her. Email her. Do this. Guess what? My grades came in, and I have a 4.0. Straight A's again. And you know what? And somebody said, oh, Rebecca, you're so smart. No, I promise you right now, I am not that smart. God's grace. And He can help you do anything, whatever He's called you to do. You know, really. He will help you. God is my witness. I want to read something to you and just listen to this with all your, I don't know if you've ever heard this guy, Irwin McManus. He's pastor of the Mosaic Church in L.A. He's amazing. I just love him. I listen to him all the time on TV. And I took a little excerpt out of one of his messages. He talks about the importance of our choices. You know, because the Bible said, God said, choose you this day. Choose. Every day you can choose life. You can choose Him, or you can choose the right way, or you can choose the wrong things. He said, if you hate your life right now and you're wondering, how did this happen to me? It's because the future happens by choices you make. And if you don't make the choices consciously, you end up defaulting to the worst choices possible. It's a strange thing. Wouldn't it be better if by accident we made all the right choices? It would be epic. We wouldn't have to think. It would be like breathing, like surfing through life. You don't have to choose to choose. You'll create a life you never wanted, and you won't know how to work your way out of it because your choices will become a pattern in your life, and you won't be able to see that your choices brought you there, and you won't be able to see the choices that can get you out. The future doesn't just happen. You make the future happen. The future doesn't come to you. The future waits for you. The future is waiting for the person who has the courage to create it. And you need to choose the future every single moment of your life. You need to lean in, move forward, and trust that God has a future for you. And like it says in Jeremiah 29? God has a good future and a hope, a blessed future for you. You have to believe that you can be better than you are, and your life can be better than it is, and the world can be better than we know. Amen. This is God's heart for us and the whole world. You know, this thinking, like Bill was talking about scarcity thinking, and, you know, nothing ever works out for me. You know, that's not God's heart. That is the devil's heart for us in God's people. So we need to change our thinking. Amen. All right, number two, I want to address the reason I do this is because my choices say I believe this is the best case scenario for me. How many times have you thought, well, I'm going to do this because this is the best thing I know of to do? Well, guess what? Is this really the best case scenario for you? God only knows. God only knows. And that's where it comes into play, where you partner with God and you meet with Him, and it's consistent, and it's not just like, you know, spur of the moment or, you know, here and there, hit and miss. You know, be consistent, spend time with God, pray, seek Him, read His Word, get to know Him, and that life will build. There's a scripture that says that the life of the righteous will get brighter and brighter every day. Is that true? Do you believe the Bible? Well, then, amen. There are two keys for finding your best case scenario right here. Number one, forget what is behind you. Forget it. The way, you know, I didn't do very well in school. Okay, I'm never going to make it to UF. You know, actually, it was the opposite. I didn't think I'd ever get out of Santa Fe, and I'm doing great at UF. You know, sometimes things are different than you think they're going to be. And so forget how you used to think. Forget things that have affected you adversely. Forget things that, like Paul said, you know, the great things I forget and the bad things I forget. I'm just moving on to the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And number two, realize that today is a new day. The Bible says that today is the day, is a new day. The mercies of the Lord are new every morning. Every day, get up with that in your heart. God, this is your day, and I'm going to trust you, whether it goes well or it doesn't go well. The other day, last weekend, I was sitting at this little cafe, me and my little dog Billy, over in St. Augustine, and eating a little lunch at this gas station place. And there's gas tanks right here, and I'm sitting here. My car's parked. There's the only car in the parking lot. And all of a sudden, out of the blue, this guy comes on this huge, brand-new, heavy, three-wheel Harley, probably like 30 miles an hour, bam, right into the back of my car. His hand takes out the back windshield, and the whole thing's bashed in. He gets up. He's so mad. I just bought that thing. And I was like, oh, my gosh. Thank God I wasn't in it. And I was just like, what? You know, things like that happen. You go, whoa, what happened? It's hard to believe. And so police came, and everything worked out. And I was just like, I was trying to encourage him. I said, it's going to be okay. Don't worry. It's okay. He had really good insurance, thank God. And it pays to be smart in that way. But anyway, and so before everybody was gone, we were both sitting there by ourselves at the cafe, and I said, look, you know, God works everything out. Don't worry about it. I'm so sorry. He said, I'm so sorry. I said, don't worry about it. I thought, somehow, this is going to work out. So I was able to drive it home, and it was supposed to rain that day, and thank God it didn't, because my whole windshield was out, glass all in there. And I ended up, they're going to pay for everything. My car's in the shop. I'm driving a $45,000 car around. It's like luxury, you know. And I'm like, I ain't keep that thing. I'll drive this car for the rest of my life. Haven't even heard from him, you know. And I was like, you know, God turned that around and worked it out. Right? He always works things out when it seems really tough or seems like, what? Last night I was trying to get, I'm going to L.A. to see a friend of mine and spend some time with some friends, my old roommate and everything. In a couple of weeks, I was trying to get a flight last night. I was on with Expedia. I thought, hey, Expedia, what happened here? I was like trying to get this flight. They got me going out at 6 a.m. because I pressed select. Comes up with this other flight going 6 a.m. out of Orlando. And my temptation was to panic. I can't make it down to Orlando. I have to go down there and spend the night. You know, I was like freaking out. I was talking to this guy from India. I couldn't understand half of what he was saying. I was like, they gave me the wrong flight. I promise you, I did get this flight. I was like 2 hours on the phone with him. I was like, Lord. And I was trying to find the cheapest flight and everything. And before it was all over with, it was like $150 less than I started out with. I got reimbursed, got things turned around. It was so complex. It was so complicated, and I was so tempted to freak out. You know what? I'm finally learning at this age in my life to just stay calm and just let God work it out. It all works out. It really does when we trust God. I mean, you know, why would we think it wouldn't? Okay. Now, let's move on. Now, without limits for a minute, think about it. Think about your future. What's God's because for you? What is God's because for you? Do you know? Well, you can know. He might say, well, you might say, I think I'm going to start reading my Bible and praying every day and spending time with God every day at some point because I need to know what God's future is for me, or because I need to align myself with Him. I need more peace in my life. I need more direction. Or you might say, like me, I'm going back to college because at this age, even though, you know, it seems impossible, I'm not technical or anything like that, and everything's computer, God got me through it because He called me. I'm called to be do leadership development and training. It's my passion. I know that's what God's called me to do, but I needed to take my skill level up the next level. I was seeking God about it, and I felt like this is a logical next step, and everything worked out. So you got to find out what is your because. You're going to do something because. Then you'll make the right choices that will lead you into a God-honoring direction. We're all on a journey, and we're all accountable before God and God alone. So don't set yourself up as a judge, judging anybody else that's trying to serve the Lord. We need to encourage each other, amen, to serve the Lord. And God's doing amazing things in this world. I don't know if anybody else watches the Hillsong Channel. I watch it all the time on TV on Dish Network. But you can, you can look at it online. You can subscribe to it. It's amazing. I mean, they are in London, L.A., Manhattan, all over the world. There's hundreds and thousands of these young people on fire for God doing great things. And I have a video for you that I want you to watch. And this is about this young lady. Her name is Haley Baldwin. I don't know if you've heard of her. She's like 21 or something, or 22, and beautiful. Stephen Baldwin's daughter. He's a movie star. And she's been in the fashion industry for years. Gorgeous models for Vogue and all these places. And she, a few years ago, joined Hillsong Church in New York and has gotten on fire with God. And guess what? Her Justin Bieber started going to church. And they connected. They had dated before. It didn't work out. Now they're on fire. They're both on fire for God, and they get married. And they're trying to serve God, and people are so critical of them and everything, but you don't understand. We don't have a clue what they're in, involved in, and what they're trying to be a light in the midst of the darkness. And they're very outspoken about it. But I got this video of Haley, and she's so precious, and just want you to know, not only in the down and out areas, you know, feeding the poor and on the mission field or whatever, God's doing great things in high up places, in very influential and powerful places, in government, in the movie industry, in the fashion industry, all over the world. God's pouring out His Spirit, and there is revival, and I promise you, it's amazing. And you just got to get on there and expose yourself to it and see what God's doing. So let's roll that video, please.
Currently, I think that my purpose is to be in this place, yes, and to do this, and I think that the bigger purpose behind it is for me to be a light in this place.
Comparison fades away when we realize we all have the ability to be a light in this world. No matter where we find ourselves in life, true purpose will play out if we keep our eyes fixed on the bigger picture.
I'm here to represent Jesus through me for other people, for his will to be done. I think the second that we feel like we're too like high and mighty, we're always reminded that it's not about us. It's nothing is about me or you or really anybody. It's about us being a vessel for Jesus to be seen.
Amen. Isn't that exciting? Woo! So I'm proud of her. I'm praying for her and them, and you know, and I'm just think that they're making an impact in the fashion world. Okay, and then for thirdly, and in conclusion, I want to ask you another to answer this question within your own heart. The reason I live is because. And you fill in the blank. You remember that old song, "Because He Lives, I Can Face Tomorrow." That was my dad's favorite song. Because he lives, now fear is gone. Because he lives. I can't remember the last part of that. But anyway. Sorry. Huh? I can face tomorrow. That's right. And that's what everything boils down to, is he's worthy, right? It's all about him. He's our creator, the creator of the whole world, and he's coming back for us. And we want him to be proud of us. Amen. So get to know God, the God of the universe, who created you and loves you very much. He has wired you in a specific way for a certain mission to bring the overflow of his kingdom into your life so it can overflow into other people. And this is a litmus test to measure your love for God. You'll love the idea of his kingdom coming on this earth. This will be your focus. So align yourself. Align yourself. If that's not the case. And get on your mission. Keep the mission in front of you. Keep moving forward. When you fall, pick yourself back up and come like a magnet right back to him. Amen? Because guess why? Because somebody out there needs you. Have you heard that lately? I've heard been hearing people say that a lot lately. It's not about us. Like she said, it's not about me. It's not about you or any of us, really. It's about him. And somebody out there needs you. And God's going to reach them through you. No, we're not perfect, but his grace is sufficient. So keep going and don't give up, and you'll eventually see your life impassioned with his call. Amen. Well, I've asked my daughter Christina to come sing a song for us that she wrote that goes along with, and AJ. AJ and her wrote. They've been writing songs. And it's amazing. It's wonderful. It goes right along with this message. And just let it minister to your heart this morning. Amen. Thank you. Can I get you to move that for me?
Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for your presence here and this message that we've heard and that song that ministered to our heart, Lord. Just help us to think about, each of us, to apply this message, Lord. What is our because? What is your? I just challenge you right now. You know, what is your because? Why do you do the things that you do? Think about it, the decisions that you make. I think if we'll think about that, we'll make the right decisions in life. Thank you, Jesus, for speaking to each one of us, Lord God, to have our priorities right, Lord. You are number one. You're the reason we do everything that we do, Lord. Speak to us anything in our life that we need to change, that we need to adjust. We quit blaming you for the circumstances that we're in, and we begin to change our future by aligning with you in a more perfect way. Speak to us, Lord. I pray for everybody that's here today, Lord God, that we would have a better communication with you, a better ability to hear your voice in our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Speak to us, guide us, show us day by day the things that we're supposed to do, how to live out the rest of our life to glorify you. And right now, I got a very important question for everybody here with every head bowed and every eye closed. If you died tonight, would you go to heaven? If you died tonight, would you go to heaven? You might be here today, you say, think so, hope so, not sure. Well, listen, that's a very important consequence to leave to chance. And you say, yeah, but can anybody really know if they're going to go to heaven? Yeah, the Bible says, I've written to you, little children, that you may know that you have eternal life. You need to know that you have eternal life. Well, how do you get eternal life, you might ask? Well, the Bible's very clear that someone asked Jesus that question, and here's what he said. He said, you have to be born again. That simply means that there comes a time in your life when you surrender your life to Christ. Going to church doesn't make you a Christian. Reading the Bible doesn't make you a Christian. You have to accept him as your Lord and Savior. Ask him to forgive your sins. He comes, he lives on the inside of you, makes you into a new person. If you've never done that, or you're not sure if you've ever done that, that's why you're here today. In just a moment, I'm going to lead you in a prayer. We're going to take care of that. But you might be here today and you say, you know what, Pastor, I did that in the past, but today I'm not really at where I want to be with God. And I want a fresh start. I want to get back on track with God. So every head bowed and every eye closed. I'm not going to ask you to stand up or come forward, but if either one of those apply to you and today you're making a fresh start, you want to be sure if you died tonight you go to heaven, or you want to get back on track with God, I'm just going to pray for you. If either one of those, if you say, that's me, just lift up your hand real quick so I can know where you're at. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Anybody else? Today is a fresh start. You want to make a fresh start. All right, pray this prayer with me. Everybody help them. Dear Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. I believe you died on a cross for my sins. I believe God raised you from the dead. I'm a sinner, and I need a Savior, and I cannot save myself. Dear Jesus, please forgive all my sins. Come live on the inside of me. Make me into a new person. Wherever you lead me, I'll follow. From this day and forevermore. Right now, I'm born again. I'm saved. I'm a Christian. I'm going to heaven. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus is my Lord. Give the Lord praise. People prayed that prayer. They meant business with God.